This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username here tonight is lrn.fm. Should you want to join us that way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
Brett Vinat joining us from the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We just barely scratched the surface on this Milo Yiannopoulos, who has been speaking on college campuses. He's a gay guy who's challenging the social justice warrior crowd. That sort of sparked a conversation about college campuses and racism in America. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll go to Rosemarie first up. She's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Rosemarie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. Hey. I just basically wanted to say that I never thought I was a racist. I had friends and neighbors all along, and I'm over 60 years old, that were black. But I moved down south about a year ago, and I swear to God that all the crime you see, do you blame, you know, the police for picking on young black men? But the young teens, the black teens, are the ones that are robbing banks and breaking into stores and breaking into homes and just creating havoc. And that's why the police are provoked, you know, into arresting them.
Not I've got to say, as a young person, I had some trouble with law enforcement that felt in very, very much like it was unnecessary. Perhaps they were profiling us for being young and having skateboards in our hands. And so, oftentimes, I feel like it might be that way for some people. Certainly, when you look at demographics, it's hard to deny that there are a lot of black people in prison, and one wonders why that might be. But don't you think there might be some profiling that goes on?
That's ridiculous. I think that as white people, young white kids, sure, you know, we've had our share of, you know, upsets with the police. But as a young white person, we just didn't provoke them like the blacks do.
Well, when I was a young man, I was kind of a terror. If you can't see me through the radio, I'm very white. And I grew up in New Hampshire in a wealthy town in the eastern part of the state called Exeter. It's where one of the most prestigious private preparatory schools in the country is, Phillips Exeter Academy. And we would go out and we would get drunk and smoke weed and drive our car around and go to the golf course when it was closed and push golf carts into ponds and smash mailboxes. But the thing was, there weren't any cops patrolling the area. There was maybe like one or two cops on duty in the towns that we lived. So we were getting away with a lot more. I mean, is it possible that this behavior of teenagers, now I'm not even saying that I agree with this, but is it possible that this behavior for teenagers, for young rabble-rouser types, is more widespread and the police just aren't in a lot of places to see it because they are patrolling these neighborhoods more?
I grew up in New Hampshire and Maine. There are hardly any black people. And 25, 30 years ago, I would say maybe 40 years ago, there were no kids in my school that were black. So,
Same.
It's a whole different world.
Well, you know, speaking of New Hampshire, we're here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, which is the southwestern corner of the state. And Cheshire County, if you are a black person, and there aren't very many of them here, but if you are black in Cheshire County, you are 10 times more likely than if you're black young male, you are 10 times more likely than white young males to be arrested for marijuana possession.
But that's based on arrest statistics, right? So there's a difference there. Like, And what is that? But doesn't that suggest?
I mean, look, in other counties in New Hampshire, you're two times more or less. So the lesser.
Somehow black people in Cheshire County are five times as bad as black people elsewhere. It seems like a real statistical anomaly, doesn't it?
What it seems to me like is if you're black and you're in New Hampshire, you're more likely to be targeted by the police. That just seems to be the case, because we're not talking about violent crime here. We're talking about marijuana possession. And usually you only catch someone for marijuana possession if you've done something like pulled them over in the first place and then found some sort of evidence. She just disconnected, by the way. Found some sort of evidence and then arrested them. I mean, you don't just – most of the time people getting arrested for marijuana possession aren't openly smoking it in the streets. They're getting caught with it under some other circumstance. And so the numbers, statistics suggest there might be some racist cops out there. Now, I don't know how many of the cops are racist. I don't know if the police in New Hampshire are more or less likely to be racist than a place like Baltimore. I don't know. But I suspect that there are racist cops, and I suspect that there is sort of this institutional racism out there. That's not to say that maybe, you know, the statistics are wrong in some ways. For instance, black people may be, young black males may be more likely to commit crimes because they're poor, perhaps.
Or because their families are broken. So, sure. You know, my experience, and this was, you know, I don't like to shift every single, and I feel like it's this instinct in me to do it, and I'm trying to fight it, like shift every problem into like who's to blame that's not black people. But it's like an instinct in me. And I start thinking about like this experience that I had working in this boarding school where my teaching career started back in the year 2000. And, you know, I worked as a dorm staff and an outdoor educator, and then I was the lead teacher of a special campus, and then I went on to another school. So I had a lot of experience. We pulled kids from Baltimore. We pulled kids from New York City, Washington, D.C., Providence, Rhode Island. I met one black kid with a dad in the 6 years that I worked there, you know, and I do think that that is partially a consequence of the welfare state. That dads, hey, you don't have to stick around anymore.
It incentivizes people.
Broken families.
Yeah, and creates a society.
To a certain extent. But is it also okay to explore questions about black culture? And I mean, we did this on my show, and it was incredibly controversial. I lost listeners because of it. A historian named Thaddeus Russell wrote a book called The Renegade History of the United States. He talked about this built-in, at least in African Americans, a cultural aversion to work because of, remember how their experience started in this country.
Right. You might not like work if you were bought, drug across the Atlantic Ocean, whipped several times, given a new name, and told the only reason you're here is to work.
But the other thing, too, is that it's this culture clash because it combines people who were African, where, you know, the types of work that are done in the European world aren't even an issue. They're like foreign concepts with this thing, the Protestant work ethic, where like work is good for the sake of work.
Right.
Do you go to a job? Do you hate it? That's okay. You have value because you drag yourself to a crappy job every day. You have meaning because you make somebody else money, you know, and I think there's elements of the Protestant work ethic that are good, but the idea of working for work's sake, I could see why certain cultures where that's like a really foreign idea, they wouldn't buy into the Protestant work ethic. So when you have this history where Europeans, well, Africans make slaves out of Africans and then make deals with Europeans who want to bring those slaves here, that's a culture clash that is going to have residual effects for centuries, which is what we've seen. But I think that it should be okay to raise questions about cultural predispositions for certain ethnic groups, for certain racial groups, and I think that's a consideration. So what would be cultural prejudices or attitudes amongst black people historically towards what we call the nuclear family? Right? Can we blame the whole thing on the welfare state that, like, oh, the government incentivizes black men to leave their wives after, or their, not their wives, their partners, after they get them pregnant, or when they have very young children, because the government will take care of them. Is that the only explanation for why that's happening? I don't think it's fair to just leave it at that, because that transfers responsibility, again, entirely to somebody else. Now, I'm just bringing this up because it's something that I'm interested in exploring more, and I hope people can be open-minded about that, and that's just not seen as racist for asking that question.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, should you wish to join us on the radio.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dinovite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can find us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com.
Super Beats. I've been taking it now for, I think, about 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, and I'm amazed by this product. It is really, really great. Now, what Super Beats does is it works upon the 1998 Nobel Prize for Science winning research that shows that nitric oxide is good for heart health and good for healthy blood pressure naturally. It increases your energy and stamina. You get that little energy boost in about 20 minutes. It doesn't taste like beets. It tastes like berries, and you can mix it up real quick in some water. I take it and just mix it in and take it in a little few gulps in a shot, and it works really well for me. And if you want to, please go check out ftlbeets.com. Do some reading there because you've got to dig into this knowledge about nitric oxide and what it can do for your heart health. But if you live long enough, you're going to have cardiovascular issues. So check out ftlbeats.com. If you don't feel the results, if you don't see the results, you don't pay. It's guaranteed. You get your first 30-day supply. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips free so that you can show that it's working. I can see it. You lick the strips a couple minutes after, or about 20 minutes after taking, and you can see the difference. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds. All of it comes with free shipping. They got a lot of value add here because they want you to try the product. Go to ftlbeats.com to check it out, Super Beats, or give them a call at 800-951-8940. ftlbeats.com, 800-951-8940.
To the phones, to the phone. Let's go to Richard. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey. I want to talk about the subject of mutual respect. And I think if white America and black America would have mutual respect, a lot of problems would disappear. And we have to have a way to, I have to have a way to measure mutual respect.
Yeah.
And the question that I do is I ask people, go back to your last conversation with a Jew, political conversation, like a conversation like this. And I want to know the last time you told a Jew in that conversation, just forget about the Holocaust. Well, it seems you wouldn't do that. But every day on radio stations and talk shows, I hear people telling blacks, just forget about your Holocaust.
To forget about slavery.
You see what I'm saying? And the black Holocaust was 10 times worse than the Jewish Holocaust. So
how would you measure that?
When you say the black Holocaust, are you referring to Hitler exterminating blacks, or are you referring to slavery in America?
I'm saying that slavery in America from 1604 to the end of slavery period, which was 1974, there were 10 times scholars, people that died over that 400-year period or 250-year period. So it was worse.
They died as the result of being slaves. And a follow-up question after you answer that, do you get the year 1974 for the end of slavery? I'm not contesting that. I'm just interested in where that year comes from.
Oh, okay, sure. Sorry, 1974, credible scholars know that there were two parts of slavery in America. 1604, Jamestown, up until 1974. The two parts of slavery were chains, and the other parts of slavery were Jim Crow.
And, okay, I was curious because I didn't know if you were talking about, like, a lot of similar types of setups as far as economics in the South were continued after the abolition of slavery through things like sharecropping and tenant farming. Anyone who's seen the movie Ray about Ray Charles, that's the situation into which he was born, I think, in the 1910s or the 1920s. And yeah, of course, the laws in the South had, you know, residual effects from the slave era and from Reconstruction well into the 20th century. So I don't know. Here's the I don't disagree with any of that. I think what I'm saying is when you talk about telling a Jew to forget about the Holocaust, how would you feel if you heard me tell a German, say my age, let's say mid-30s, I went up to a German and said, you're responsible for the Holocaust? A German in his mid-30s living in Germany today. Would that be fair of me to pin responsibility for the Holocaust on him or her?
If he was operating the ovens.
Well, no, but he wasn't. He's 30 to 40 years old.
There aren't too many white people alive who've owned chattel slaves in the United States.
Well, wait a minute now. That's not as accurate. Most were.
Most and, were what?
Most were slaves, chattel slavery, under chattel slavery.
I know, but most white people alive today who I agree that no one should tell any black person to forget about black history. But I'm turning it around because I think that's completely outrageous. And that was the issue that I took with an earlier caller who said, well, you know, I haven't seen much racism and I've been in the South my whole life. I've never seen anyone in a Klan outfit. And I called him on that and I said, well, that's kind of a selective example, your experience. So I don't think anything should be ignored or swept under the carpet, or it seems like a real conservative thing that we won't address a problem simply by pretending the problem absolutely doesn't actually exist. But I also want to be able to turn it around and say, just like I wouldn't say to a Jew, forget about the Holocaust, would you also take objection to somebody saying to a German, you know, the age of the people on the radio with you tonight, which is like early 30s to mid 40s, if I was to blame a German that age for the Holocaust, wouldn't there also be a kind of problem with collectivism there, blaming them just because they're a German?
Let me answer that question. That's easy. All credible scholars say that there are two parts of slavery. There's the chattel slavery and Jim Crow.
Okay, Jim Crow ended in 1974. Like you said, I was born in 1974.
We've got to get other people on here. But thank you. It's been a great call. Okay. I appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. I do think that this deserves further discussion. We'll continue, and you can join us here as well. Skype usernames LR and .FM. This is Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The conversation has mostly been about race tonight.
All we had to do was say the name Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yes, pretty much. We never really got into his story, Mark. You read, what, a paragraph or two from his some sort of essay written by this guy? Milo Yiannopoulos, who's going around stirring it up on college campuses. I was interested in hearing more about it, but as sometimes happens frequently on our Saturday show, it's wall-to-wall phone calls. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you want to help the show out, one of the ways you can do that and help yourself is by going to saveitpurse.com. Although, from what I understand, the discounts have been a little more difficult in recent times for people to acquire. For a little while, I was getting 50% off from saveitpurse.com regularly. I went through like five or six sales in a row where I was able to get 50% off, which is awesome because, I mean, who wouldn't want 50% off the prices of Amazon? You can do that with saveitpurse.com. But you're in a marketplace. You're bidding against other people. So it's usually easier to get the lower percentages off. And now it's become more difficult to get 50% off. So I've had to lower my prices. And I haven't been able to get 40 either. So I'm going to have to lower it down to like
30. A lot of people using purse.freetalklive.com.
Times are tough at saveitpurse. Now I might only be able to save 20% on Amazon now, which is still pretty darn awesome, because if you're going to shop at Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 20%? Most of the time, it's pretty easy to get that from saveitpurse.com. But the catch is, of course, there's got to be a catch. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin to get these discounts. Whatever the discount is you want to get, you still have to use Bitcoin at saveitpurse.com. Makes it easy for you to get the stuff you want from Amazon at a tremendous discount. Again, thanks to Bitcoin. Go to saveatpurse, saveitpurse.com as we go to your calls, your thoughts. Scott, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I've got a friend in the Indianapolis area who's from Nigeria. Actually, I've got quite a few people I know from Nigeria. And, you know, his experience is totally different, obviously. But point being that, you know, when you're in Nigeria, if there's somebody that's, quote, unquote, keeping you down, that person isn't a white person. You know,
true.
And so
it was 40 years ago.
Yeah. It was a long time ago when, you know, 74, when, if you want to count that date. But point being that he and I were out having a beer one night, and I was complaining about how something didn't go right in my life. And he basically said, BS. He said, you're in charge of how things happen in your life.
Yeah, and that's the most empowered position that one can take, right? It may or may not be true in every circumstance, but if you take that attitude that you're the center of cause in your own universe, then that's a way to feel really empowered about everything that goes on.
Well, I think that comes back. Go ahead.
Considering all the people that I know in the Indianapolis area, he is one of the most successful people I'm associated with. On a personal level.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the attitude that a successful person would have to have. I mean, to be at cause in your life and to not blame other people for problems that you might have is something that you probably would do in order to become successful, to take personal responsibility. I mean, if you're constantly pointing the finger at other people for your problems, then you're probably not a self-starter. You're probably not entrepreneurial. But I think, you know, what you're saying kind of comes back to what the last caller was saying about, you know, forgetting the Holocaust or forgetting the past, forgetting slavery, these ideas. And I think it's important that you shouldn't forget history. It's important to learn from history so we can move on and have a better future. So I think there's a difference between forgetting history, which I don't recommend, but also sticking in the past, like living as though you're still in that moment. You're still in whatever that time frame was. Things may not be perfect today, but I think it would be hard for anyone to argue that they're not better. For everyone across the board, whatever your skin color, whatever your age, whatever gender, that things are generally better all around the globe for people in general. And I think that if you can live in the moment, if you can focus on yourself, your life as it is right now, then that's not forgetting about the past or not learning from the past. You've learned from the past, but you're focusing on what's happening to you now. I think that's an important distinction.
Absolutely. Being able to honestly answer the question, what is and what can I do about it, is very empowering.
We can't do anything about the past. That's over.
Right. But a lot of this conversation tonight has been about trying to avoid the avoidance of even asking the question, what is. It's like, go to college and they'll say, oh, it's like this. You're the victim. You didn't know you were the victim? Well, let us tell you about how you are, right? Which is the complete opposite of what your friend said to you in the bar.
That's a socialist position, too. And
you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
My friend is by far the biggest capitalist I know, and he works his butt off.
Scott, good call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate the perspective. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Dave is also in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Good Saturday night. The caller before Scott, the older gentleman that called in, I'm listening, and I keep hearing the same thing from leftists. And I say specifically leftists because I'm not going to play the race game, and I'm also not going to accept responsibility for something I didn't do. That's a great crime to let somebody, you know, compel you to feel guilty for something you did not do. What that guy did was, it's the same thing leftists do every time. They take a racial group, they take blacks, and they'll say, okay, collectively, this has happened to us. Collectively, you guys have done it to us, and this is what we need to remedy the situation. Now, he went into a lot of history
Okay. But I wanted to see if he actually was going to do that. Like, he didn't get a chance to answer my question when I turned it around and said, okay, would you blame all Germans
alive
today?
He had two chances, actually, to answer
Yeah, I gave
question.
Him two, and he didn't answer the question, which might be indicative of the problem you're bringing up. But
he wasn't going to answer that question because he only used that scenario with the Jews and the Germans to try to bolster his own point. I doubt that guy cared what happened in Germany, you know. So many years ago. Here's my point. I have three big problems with, again, a leftist who happens to be black, assuming the moral high ground. They ignore three very important things that are going on right now, not 40 years ago. One, and this is government statistics, the illegitimacy rate in the quote-unquote black community. Two, the fact that of the 40 million unborn human beings who have been killed by Planned Parenthood since right around 1973, about half of them have been black. Now, I'm pretty sure, I'd bet a few bucks that not 20 million people were killed during the time of slavery. And three, the biggest threat to a young black man is not a white cop. It's another young black man. Now, those three things are sad. But for people like that older gentleman to completely ignore those three points, I give him no street cred, no pun intended. If you're going to assume the moral high ground, if you're going to talk about loss of life as it pertains to a particular group of people, you have got to include everything. And much of the pain that goes on in the African American community is self-inflicted. We tend to, and I say we, white, Caucasian, European, I would go free market capitalist, tend to avoid areas that are predominantly Democrat, read collectivist, statist, socialist, because right. One of the key tenets in statism is the absolute denial of personal responsibility.
Indeed.
Everything that happens to you is a condition that was brought on by someone else.
Dave, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We'll continue. We may have time to get you on the air with us here if you're on hold. If you're not already on hold, you probably shouldn't bother calling in at this point.
I got to say, I've been gritting my teeth through this whole thing. It's just like it feels like walking through a minefield race on Free Talk Live. It's a tough topic. And anybody can call in with it, you know, right? Like everybody's got an opinion on this, and it.
Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you're already on the lines. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. I'm not going to give you the phone lines at this point because, well, they're loaded with calls and... sorry to say, there's just no way we're going to get to everybody here tonight. But tomorrow, we're back on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And Brett, you will not be here Sunday night. You'll be back in your studios in Manchester. And I don't know when you produce School Sucks Project. I imagine it's at whatever time you feel comfortable because it's a podcast. You can record it whenever you want.
Yeah, I work with a lot of guests, so I schedule around people's availability. Coming up this week, I have Julia Torjanskaya from Brave the World YouTube channel, and she's also really prominent in the Bitcoin community. And then probably at the end of the week, I'll have Jeffrey Tucker, and we'll be talking about the creative process, which
School
is our
Sucks
theme.
Project. SchoolSucksProject.com. Go check out more Brett there. There's plenty of episodes, years worth, that you could download.
Six years.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
That's a long run. I don't know how long the average podcast lasts.
7 episodes.
Is that right?
Thank you guys for inspiring me to do a show, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. It's our pleasure. Hey, you were actually asking me briefly about Arcade City there while we were off the air for a moment. And some people may not have heard about Arcade City yet. They're challenging Uber and Lyft. It's a ride-sharing app built by drivers for drivers. They're decentralizing Uber and Lyft, so meaning the drivers get to set the rates, the drivers get to decide basically how to run their own business, and the ride-sharing app from Arcade City just helps you hook up with passengers without the mega corporations being involved anymore. So it's very cool. The app is now available in both the Apple and the Android stores, the Play Store / App Stores. It's free to download. You can go to, if you want to ride with Arcade City, go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com if you would like to drive with Arcade City, and you can keep all of what you earn. This is a big selling point for Arcade City. Uber and Lyft, you get 75% of your ride. And again, Uber and Lyft decide what the ride will cost. With Arcade City, you get to decide. And if you want, you can keep all the money that you get from it. So that's pretty cool. So if you want to drive for Arcade City, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. That's arcade.freetalklive.com. And if you want to ride with Arcade City, go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. Go try it out. All right, let's go right back into your calls and thoughts here. We'll go to Arnie in New Jersey. Arnie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark.
I appreciate it, guys. You're great. I was up in Manchester, New Hampshire, in the training school, actually. I'd love to hear you talk about my experiences with, I could say the name of the company. You might be familiar with it. Is it okay to say it?
Yeah, go ahead. What was it?
It's called Stone Makers. Are you familiar with the group
No.
that build? Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe if you do a little research, maybe one day we could discuss that. But I love your state.
Thanks.
Well, our chief exports are tree sap and rocks. Yep.
Well, I like the theme and the confidence and independence of the people I've run into.
But, it's true. New Hampshire is a very flinty state, very independent. They call it the Granite State for a reason, and I think that's because people here are pretty independent-minded. But go ahead quickly with what you're calling about.
The experience, my perspective, and the environment is very important from a standpoint of racism. When I was a kid, I went down to Jersey City, New Jersey, to visit Grandma, and Mrs. Johnson was next door, who happened to be a black woman. I didn't know any better. So my perspective always was, pretty fair. Racism does exist without a doubt. And then lastly, from a point you were bringing up about a scholarly viewpoint on the work ethic, I've noticed that in different places that I've traveled, let's say it's a predominantly West Indian island, the people decide that they're just not going to be as aggressive or as capitalist-driven or as entrepreneurial as we may have been exposed to as kids or as young adults. I'm an entrepreneur myself. I know how hard it, what it takes to bring the money in. But the choice occasionally of a culture or an environment happens to be based upon their perspective, how they exist in their own world, in their island in this case, or in their, it's not cultural, it's not like a species thing. It's more like we've chosen to live this type of lifestyle. Or we've not been pushed into a work-driven environment because that's just not the way it works in this particular part of the world, like that. You see what I mean? It's not a choice by them to move to a place that's going to put them into anything but the kind of lifestyle they're comfortable in. So whether it's it could be white, black, blue, it doesn't really matter the culture or the ethnicity. It happens to be the environment and perspective that the people of that community come from.
That's an important point, Arnie. Thanks for calling to make it tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Isis, calling from Indianapolis. Isis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, and I just knew as soon as I decided to take a bite of this Jimmy John's, you'd pick up the phone. So I apologize. To give you a little bit of background here, first of all, the reason I'm saying this is because you have so many people on the phone this evening from Indiana. I'm actually in Carmel, but didn't think that Carmel would mean anything, but this will mean something when I tell you the story. I just moved back here from Bedford, New Hampshire, and that probably means something to you there as well.
It's kind of a soccer mom town, suburban.
When you say Bedford, you have to keep your teeth stuck together. You see it like Thurston Howell the Third,
with a lot of underbite.
The reason I say that is because I'm a black woman who is also a conservative, married to a black man, who every single solitary time we would basically want to go home, we would get pulled over. So
really?
The fact that I'm even saying this, and I'm not the type of person who has ever fed into racism or anything else. And my call this evening has nothing to do with me being angry. It has to do with me kind of being a bit hurt by the woman who says she grew up in Maine and New Hampshire and things. And I hear this a lot from people. Part of the reason why these things exist is because a lot of Caucasians also believe it never happened. And again, this to me is a socioeconomic issue, not a racial issue, and I'll prove my point. So, little Asian kids sitting in a classroom full of Caucasians, blacks, whatever else. Now, we just automatically assume that little Asian kid is smart as all get out. So what are we putting upon that little stupid Asian kid?
Can't be
so
very easy for him.
But no, I'm saying, what happened, what kind of psychological damage do we do to the stupid Asian kid?
I don't know. I think the people thinking you're smart is probably better than people thinking you're dumb.
No, that's my point. If you automatically thought that you're smart, what happens to the one that isn't?
I assume that they probably achieve at a higher level than they normally would, which is to say that they can probably shovel a little faster than the other ditch diggers. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
But that's my point. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the people who rear you. My grandfather used to say all the time that you play in the uniform in which you are dealt. And
well,
you also,
I'm confused, though. You said you got pulled over a lot when you were in New Hampshire. Wouldn't you say that has to do with your race?
That's my whole point. So to say that a person, that these things don't happen and there is no profiling, my husband never went into the Navy. And here's the reason why he did not go into the Navy. Because when he actually was going there to be inducted, one of the people told him that we don't take drug dealers here. My husband has never even smoked a cigarette in his entire life.
Wow.
He went there with three other buddies of his that were all Caucasian. None of them got that story.
I bet.
Okay, but there's a difference there. But there's an important difference there between institutional racism, which certainly, beyond any doubt or argument, at one time existed in the U.S. military, and an anecdotal experience with one bigoted person that he might have had to talk to that day.
When I moved to New Hampshire, my sisters-in-law told me not to go to certain cities. My husband got pulled over one time, and the cop said the reason why he pulled him over is because he looked like he was going to run the light. Now he didn't run the light. And that's exactly what he said.
I can't argue against that one. I agree with you.
Look, I'd like to point something out here. Isis, I appreciate your perspective, and I agree with you. I mean, I just would like to say I absolutely think that there's institutional racism, that there are racist cops, and I think you've given yet another example of this. It sounds like you guys are, you know, a well-to-do couple. You weren't driving a beater, right? Like, so you were just driving a regular car.
Little bit more background. Four of my nephews accepted into Phillips Exeter. My husband is a chemical engineer with a master's degree in nuclear medicine.
Right. It's driving while black.
Thug. A drug dealing thug, Isis.
Hey, Isis, great call. Thanks for making the call
and sharing
your story with us tonight. We're just out of time, unfortunately, because I would have loved to have continued.
Gentlemen.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And if you didn't get in tonight, don't worry. We're back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time Zone. We start 7 nights a week. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.